Our coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Natural History Museum celebrating Pi Day with clues to find examples of pi throughout the museum, Saturday, March 14th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
It's 58 degrees in Lawrence, 56 in Atchison, 62 in Chanute. It's 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Just a couple of minutes from now, we are going to meet Italy's baseball team. Then we'll get you an update of news headlines at 4:30. 4:36, House Speaker Mike Johnson attempted to defend Tennessee Republican Congressman Andy Ogles after Ogles posted an anti-Muslim statement on X.
There's a lot of energy in the country and a lot of popular sentiment that demand to impose Sharia law in America is a serious problem. That's what animates this.
So we are going to try and get at the core of what is fueling anti-Muslim sentiment in the GOP in the next half hour here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more for over 50 years. Information about appliance sales and repairs at stonebackappliance.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's Film Music Friday. Tonight, Daryl Brogdon bringing us the magic of early Hollywood with an all-Hitchcock program. Some of the great music from Rebecca Spellbound and more. One other thing, Daryl is bidding us farewell. Tonight is his final evening as host of the show, but never fear, the show will go on. Daryl Brogdon explaining who's going to take over. Film Music Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. It's 4:20.
Time. I'm Adrian Ma. Hear my conversation with Laven Kali about his new album, LK99, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow at 4 p.m. on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, catering to Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, and surrounding areas for almost three decades. Available for wedding receptions, business meetings, or other special events. Details on catering and venue options at Maselli's.com.
Thanks so much for tuning into KPR. News headlines coming your way in about 40 seconds. A high wind watch goes into effect Sunday morning, running through Sunday evening for virtually all of the KPR listening area. We could see wind gusts out of the northwest up to 60 miles an hour on Sunday. Plan accordingly. It's 4:30.
Continue to rise as the war with Iran pushes oil prices well above $100 a barrel. AAA says the average price of gas nationwide rose to $3.68 a gallon. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansans who changed the gender marker on their identification now have an extended deadline for changing those IDs back. Because of a Kansas law, those documents will be invalidated. Zane Irwin has the story.
IDs that don't match a person's sex assigned at birth will remain valid until the close of business on March 25th. The Kansas Department of Revenue, which handles driver's licenses, announced the grace period. Last month, hundreds of transgender Kansans saw their IDs voided overnight by the law. The agency says 148 Kansans so far have surrendered their licenses to comply. Another agency says the law could affect over 1,800 birth certificates. A state judge recently ruled that the law can remain in effect pending legal challenges. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
School nutrition directors across Kansas are sounding the alarm about a state bill that they say would add unnecessary work for school staff. The bill would require school districts to verify the income of more students who qualify for free school lunches. That number is used to determine how much funding school districts receive for students who are academically at risk. Republican State Senator Doug Shane says he sponsored the bill following an audit that found the state likely overpaid schools for at-risk students.
The main issue that we were trying to get to is what's hopefully a relatively simple tool so that we can clean up our school finance, make sure that we're appropriately funding schools, but we're also putting it in the right places.
Leaders with school districts in Kansas City, Kansas, Olathe, and Wichita raised concerns about the bill. Casey Alexander has been named as the 27th head men's basketball coach at Kansas State University. Director of Athletics Gene Taylor made that announcement this morning. Alexander led the Belmont University men's team to 166 wins and 4 conference titles in the last 7 seasons, including the 2026 Missouri Valley Conference Championship. He's agreed to a 5-year contract, which was approved by K-State Athletics Board of Directors and K-State President Richard Linton. Alexander will be paid $3.3 million in 2026-27 and will receive a $50,000 base salary increase each year remaining on the contract.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
People who listen to NPR News face the facts with familiar voices. We are all figuring out the world together.
You just pointed out this is a complicated subject. We could spend the hour just talking about this. But what do you think needs to happen?
And though the news can be hard, we let ourselves laugh.
Do I have a short voice?
Huh. If someone said annoying voice, maybe I'd believe that.
Morning Edition from NPR News is here for you and with you. Listen every weekday.
Tune in for Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations Monday through Friday. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Lawrence, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas counties since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, this week saw multiple attacks in the U.S. that the FBI is investigating as terrorism-linked. Experts say that reflects an accelerating threat environment fed by foreign conflict and online radicalization. We'll talk with our terrorism reporter, Odette Youssef, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from SpiderArt Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
A high wind watch going into effect Sunday morning, running all the way through Sunday evening for most of the KPR listening area. We are expecting wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour. Getting reports that they're actually preemptively shutting down a lot of power lines in Colorado due to this storm. So we'll keep an eye on it for you. It's 10 minutes before 5.
From NPR and from the Doris Duke Foundation.
With Morning Edition from NPR News, you don't have to wonder where your information is coming from, because we tell you. Get your news straight from the source every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 2 more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. The time is 5 o'clock.
And their parents get the education they need to thrive. Learn more at imaginablefutures.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore in downtown Lawrence, hosting events with authors Shelon David, Nicole Woods, Bill Sheldon, and Karen Miriam Goldberg this March. More information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
It's 59 degrees in Lawrence, 58 in Manhattan, 55 in Atchison. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting from the Lawrence campus of the University of Kansas. It is your place for NPR News. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, and many other frequencies scattered around the state.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
In our next half hour, a news update at 5:30, immediately followed by a closer look at prior authorization policies. Health insurance companies, in many cases, require prior authorization. First, we'll talk about what it is, and then we'll find out why more than 30 states have passed laws trying to stop that. Then, learn more about Suda51. An auteur video game designer, one many gamers know by name. Other creators say he inspires them to take a whole lot of risks in what they create.
One of the ways you do that is to make something that enough people love with all their heart that it opens doors. People like Suda and people like us are aiming for that.
Why his style resonates with so many content creators, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader. Now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu.
A high wind watch Sunday morning through Sunday evening. Wind gusts out of the northwest up to 60 miles per hour for most of the KPR listening area. It doesn't include Greater Kansas City Metro, but pretty much everyone else. The time is 5:20.
On the film My Dinner with Andre.
I don't think that there's been a collaboration as long as ours.
People didn't used to live as long as we have.
That's true.
Their new play, What We Did Before Our Moth Days. And all the latest news, Saturday and Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock, 7 to 10 a.m. Weekend Edition Saturday. Your hosts are Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from Delicias del Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors, located at 724 Massachusetts Street. More at Delicias del Sur's Facebook page.
Up next, we have news headlines. It's 59 degrees in Lawrence, 59 in Emporia, 57 in Abilene. It's 5:30.
Legal fight plays out as the Iran war has pushed up oil prices and prompted more drivers to consider going electric. While the cars are more expensive, the fuel is cheaper. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansans who changed the gender marker on their identification now have an extended deadline for changing those IDs back. Because of a Kansas law, those documents will be invalidated. Zane Irwin has the story.
IDs that don't match a person's sex assigned at birth will remain valid until the close of business on March 25th. The Kansas Department of Revenue, which handles driver's licenses, announced the grace period. Last month, hundreds of transgender Kansans saw their IDs voided overnight by the law. The agency says 148 Kansans so far have surrendered their licenses to comply. Another agency says the law could affect over 1,800 birth certificates. A state judge recently ruled that the law can remain in effect pending legal challenges. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
School nutrition directors across Kansas are sounding the alarm about a state bill that they say would add unnecessary work for school staff. The bill would require school districts to verify the income of more students who qualify for free school lunches. That number is used to determine how much funding school districts receive for students who are academically at risk. Republican State Senator Doug Shane says he sponsored the bill following an audit that found the state likely overpaid schools for at-risk students.
The main issue that we were trying to get to is what's hopefully a relatively simple tool so that we can clean up our school finance, make sure that we're appropriately funding schools, but we're also putting it in the right places.
Leaders with school districts in Kansas City, Kansas, Olathe, and Wichita raised concerns about the bill. New research from Yale University suggests healthy levels of livestock grazing can actually help lock carbon into the soil long term. Celia Yopis Jepson has more.
Some carbon in the soil returns to the atmosphere fast, in just years or decades. But soil ecologist Shang-Shi Liu at Yale says
some forms of carbon in the soil can stay in the soil for thousands of years. So that's a really long-term carbon reservoir.
This is helpful for mitigating climate change. And grassland grazers like cattle and bison can help with this because when they munch on plants, it can prompt the roots to put more compounds into the soil that tie up carbon long-term. Their manure can stimulate soil microbes that help too. I'm Celia Yopis Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high in the lower 70s. Enjoy it tomorrow because that's not how it's going to be on Sunday. Partly cloudy skies for Saturday night. Slight chance of rain after midnight. Lows in the mid-40s. Then on Sunday, a real mixed bag. We'll reach our high in the upper 50s fairly early in the day. Temperatures falling throughout the day. We're going to see gusty high winds and possibly even snow. It's 5:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered.
With Morning Edition, you don't have to wonder where information is coming from. We bring it to you firsthand.
Joey Palacios with Texas Public Radio was there covering that protest and joins us now.
NPR criminal justice correspondent Meg Anderson was at the intersection where it happened, and she's with us now to give us the latest. Good morning, Meg.
Good morning.
Get your news from reporters who see for themselves. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. On Monday, your local host will be Matthew Algio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, serving children and families through the CASA program, where trained volunteers advocate for abused and neglected children in court. Details at casalvks.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. We have another hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 6:01. Then, in written messages and voice notes, one resident of Tehran gives a rare portrayal of life in the Iranian capital under the threat of constant bombardment. We will also discuss our word of the week, thereby probably killing it entirely from young people's vocabulary. Yes, we are going to discuss Chinamaxing, which, again, you will now never hear your child say ever again, probably, because we're talking about it. Coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
It's 10 minutes before 6.
It's a new workday. This is NPR.
I'm Peter Sagal. This week we found that all of President Trump's senior officials have to wear the dress shoes he bought them to impress him. J.D. Vance wore nothing else. Join us for the news quiz that's always well-dressed. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
You can hear Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me tomorrow at 10 a.m. on your KPR One stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.
Lower by the close, the Dow down 119 points, the Nasdaq down 206 points, the S&P 500 down 40. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
58 degrees in Lawrence, 60 in Emporia. It's 6:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We actually have quite a few frequencies all around the state. If that's not convenient for you, you can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or use our app, a version for Apple, a version for Android. Wherever you get your apps, you can get audio on demand, become a member with just a click of a button, and I highly recommend that. Or just see cool pictures. We've got it all at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Thanks for tuning in. We still have another 41 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. We will get you an update of news headlines at 6:30. Before we get to 7 o'clock, many TSA security officers missed their first full paycheck today as the partial shutdown at DHS drags on. Fees paid by airline passengers keep piling up, even as TSA officers are working without pay. Joel P. Rose has that story for us. We will also find out more about the prosthetics business and what they're doing for the Paralympic community. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, inviting viewers to connect at station events. Details delivered to email inboxes and the Kansas City PBS Live eBlast. Available at kansascitypbs.org.
Mostly clear skies tonight, a low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 70s. Things turn ugly on Sunday, though. The time is 6:20.
Album LK99 on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow at 4 p.m. on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at CromwellSolar.com.
News headlines coming your way in just about 35 seconds. It's 58 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 6:30.
Zoning rules and building codes can have a much bigger influence on home construction than decisions in Washington. Stephen Basaha, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansans who changed the gender marker on their identification now have an extended deadline for changing their IDs back. Because of a Kansas law, those documents will be invalidated. Zane Irwin has the story.
IDs that don't match a person's sex assigned at birth will remain valid until the close of business on March 25th. The Kansas Department of Revenue, which handles driver's licenses, announced the grace period. Last month, hundreds of transgender Kansans saw their IDs voided overnight by the law. The agency says 148 Kansans so far have surrendered their licenses to comply. Another agency says the law could affect over 1,800 birth certificates. A state judge recently ruled that the law can remain in effect pending legal challenges. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
School nutrition directors across Kansas are sounding the alarm about a state bill that they say would add unnecessary work for school staff. The bill would require school districts to verify the income of more students who qualify for free school lunches. That number is used to determine how much funding school districts receive for students who are academically at risk. Republican State Senator Doug Shane says he sponsored the bill following an audit that found the state likely overpaid schools for at-risk students.
The main issue that we were trying to get to is what's hopefully a relatively simple tool so that we can clean up our school finance, make sure that we're appropriately funding schools, but we're also putting it in the right places.
Leaders with school districts in Kansas City, Kansas, Olathe, and Wichita raised concerns about the bill. Kansas State University researchers found higher cancer rates in rural communities and are now using strategies to reduce those risks. Counties like Russell, Ellsworth, and Lincoln rank in the top five in colorectal and lung cancer rates in the state. Researchers looking for potential risks tested homes for radon and private groundwater wells for nitrates. They found rates well above levels that contribute to cancer risk. Jessica Coates with K-State Research Extension says more people in the counties have now been considering preventive measures.
It has definitely heightened awareness. So sometimes it just takes a concerned citizen to say, hey, this doesn't seem right in my community.
Researchers are providing data, test kits, and radon mitigation to homes with high levels. And Casey Alexander has been named as the 27th head men's basketball coach at Kansas State University. Director of Athletics Gene Taylor made the announcement this morning. Alexander led the Belmont University men's team to 166 wins and four conference titles in the last seven seasons. A high wind watch going into effect Sunday morning all the way through Sunday evening for most of the KPR listening area. Wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour are possible. This is KPR.
It's all things.
Places where the news is breaking, so you get a clear idea of what's happening and why.
The Trump administration repeatedly called the protesters anarchists and insurrectionists, and this is simply not the case. I was there. These protests have been...
Listen for the latest developments on the biggest news stories every weekday morning on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
Thanks for tuning in. We do still have about 11 minutes of All Things Considered still to come your way. If you're joining us on KPR One stations up next, we have news headlines followed by Stardate. Then it's Film Music Friday, Daryl Brogdon's final Film Music Friday show. But we're not getting rid of the show. We're just getting a new host. We're going to tell you all about it tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. All the while, you are enjoying great soundtracks and scores from Hitchcock films. If you're joining us on KPR2, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for Snap Judgment.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
This is Kansas Public Radio, a service of the University of Kansas, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan and many other frequencies, and always streaming, even over the weekend, at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 58 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 7.
And from United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. From the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at hewlett.org. From Amazon Business, offering business buying services from office supplies to IT essentials and maintenance tools to help bring visions to life. Learn more at amazonbusiness.com. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we don't just tell you what's happening, we tell you why. Listen for the latest developments on the biggest breaking news stories every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. We're live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Up next, we have news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of film music. It is Film Music Friday tonight, focusing on music from the films of Alfred Hitchcock. Daryl Brogdon is your host. This is his final show. We are keeping the show. We're just going to have a new host, and he'll tell you all about it coming up on KPR.
And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges through the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org.
A high wind watch going into effect Sunday morning all the way through Sunday evening for most of the KPR listening area. Blowing snow could be a factor. We're very worried about visibilities. The time is 7:01 and the news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Federal and state law enforcement agencies are still investigating the lead-up to the car attack on a suburban Detroit synagogue. Authorities say the alleged gunman died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head during a gunfight with security. Russ McNamara from member station WDET reports some politicians are blaming inflammatory rhetoric.
One member of the security team at Temple Israel in West Bloomfield Township was injured in Thursday's attack. Speaking to reporters, Michigan U.S. Senator Alyssa Slatkin said anti-Semitism from any source can never be ignored.
Whether anti-Semitism is coming from the left or the right, whether it's coming from some group that you like or don't like, you have a responsibility to call it out.
The FBI raided the Dearborn Heights home of the attacker Ayman Ghazali, a naturalized U.S. citizen from Lebanon. NPR has learned some of his family was killed by Israeli airstrikes in southern Lebanon last week. For NPR News, I'm Russ McNamara in Detroit.
Since Israel and the U.S. launched airstrikes on Iran, progress on President Trump's ceasefire in Gaza has backslid. NPR's Aya Batrawi reports less humanitarian aid is now entering Gaza as Israel tightens its grip on the territory.
Israel has sealed shut all but one of Gaza's crossings. That includes closure of the Rafah crossing with Egypt that had just opened last month to allow some people to return and some wounded to leave. NPR's reporter in Gaza, Anas Baba, says people are feeling squeezed.
Prices are high, money is tight, and safety remains fragile. The sky is never quiet. Drones hum constantly, helicopters patrol, and since the Iran-USA war began, we have seen Iranian missiles pass through our atmosphere towards Tel Aviv.
And according to Israel's own count, some 200 trucks a day enter Gaza now through a single crossing. That is a fraction of what the UN says is needed and what mediators say was agreed on in the ceasefire. Aya Batrawi, NPR News, Dubai.
Cuba says it's in the middle of negotiations with the United States. NPR's Ada Peralta reports this comes amid a U.S. blockade of oil.
During an address on state television, Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel admitted for the first time that the Cuban government was in direct negotiations with the U.S. government. Díaz-Canel said the talks were at the initial stages. He said Cuba was taking a peaceful approach toward finding solutions of, quote, bilateral differences. He did not give any details on the substance of the negotiations. Cuba hasn't received any oil for 3 months now. It means the island has experienced rolling blackouts, leaving hospitals and other public institutions on the brink of collapse. President Trump has said he expects the Cuban government to collapse or negotiate a transition like the one in Venezuela. Ida Peralta, NPR News, Maracaibo, Venezuela.
Wall Street lower by the closing bell. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. From the University of Kansas, your place to find NPR News is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate, March 13th. To the eye alone, the brightest star in the night sky is Sirius, the leading light of Canis Major, the Big Dog. It's well up in the south at nightfall, a brilliant beacon less than 9 light-years away. If we could shift the sensitivity of our eyes to shorter wavelengths, the brightest star would appear a little below Sirius. Adera is already the second brightest star in the constellation, but it produces most of its energy in the extreme ultraviolet, wavelengths that are far too short to see with the human eye. At those wavelengths, Adera would be the brightest object in the entire night sky. The star is an ultraviolet powerhouse because it's tens of thousands of degrees hotter than the sun. The hotter an object, the more UV it produces. And Adera is huge, more than 10 times the sun's diameter. So there's a lot of real estate for beaming its radiation into space. The UV zaps molecules of gas and dust anywhere close to the star, splitting them apart and making them glow. But the star has been around long enough that it's already cleared out most of the space around it. More than 4 million years ago, Adera was much closer to the sun than it is today. That made it the brightest star at visible wavelengths as well. It shined as brightly as Venus, the morning or evening star. But Adera's motion through the galaxy has carried the star much farther from us, allowing Sirius to outshine this sizzling star. We have more skywatching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
music by John Williams from the movie Family Plot, the last film directed by Alfred Hitchcock, and here on KPR's Film Music Friday. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Here's where we celebrate music made from movies every week, and thank you for being here. Before we begin, though, here's an announcement. You may have heard that I'm retiring from Kansas Public Radio. Now, while I'll continue to be heard on some shows, Film Music Friday is one that I have to give up. However, this is not bad news. Fortunately, my colleague Jeff Watson will be taking over as your Film Music Friday host starting next week. So Film Music Friday will continue with the music of the silver screen each and every week. And Jeff, I'm sure, will do a fabulous job for you. Tonight we're hearing music composed for Hitchcock movies. Alfred Hitchcock was a true auteur, a filmmaker whose influence and artistic control was so profound that he is truly the author of his films. And that's nowhere more evident than in the music. Hitchcock was well aware that music could convey emotions that images can't, and he was personally involved in the scoring of his films. So let's go back to 1940 and Rebecca, based on the novel by Daphne du Maurier. This was a gothic thriller about a young girl who marries the aristocratic Maxim de Winter and goes to live in his creepy mansion, which is still somehow under the thumb of his late wife Rebecca. Franz Waxman provided the music for this film, and it's said he considered this his finest film score. Here's a suite from Rebecca, directed by Alfred Hitchcock, music by Franz Waxman, on KPR.